USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As coronavirus cases across the United States continue to spike, Dr. Anthony Fauci says news of a potential coronavirus vaccine should serve as a motivator to the American people.
We've got to get the vaccine, it's got to be deployed, and we can't abandon fundamental public health measures.
One of the nation's top infectious disease experts speaking there on CNN's State of the Union, Fauci also saying many Americans have what's known as COVID fatigue.
People are worn out about this, but we've got to hang in there a bit longer, particularly as we get into the holiday seasons and the colder weather.
President Trump, in a series of tweets on Sunday, saying Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is a winner only in the eyes of mainstream media outlets, signaling his desire to keep contesting the November 3rd election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
President Trump continues to contest the election, but if Joe Biden is sworn into office next January 20th, he would likely issue a flood of executive orders on abortion, the climate, and immigration. Biden has also indicated that he would join the Paris Climate Accords and also take us back to the 2016-2015 foreign policy, much of the same that was under former President Barack Obama. H.R. McMaster tells Fox News he believes this would be a huge mistake.
Yeah, it would be a really big mistake, Brett, to try to turn the clock back to 2016 and resurrect the Iran nuclear deal. The Iran nuclear deal was a political disaster masquerading as a diplomatic triumph. It was a fundamentally flawed agreement.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Dustin Johnson is a champion of this year's Masters Golf Tournament. He finished at 20 under par, which sets a new record at the famed course. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Control of the Senate will come down to two runoff elections in Georgia in January. Rachel Bovard is with the Conservative Partnership Institute. She believes Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue both have good chances of winning in Georgia.
Look, I think both these candidates are going to present pretty good, compelling reasons to vote for them. I would point out, again, both of them were supposed to be blown away. That's what the polls told us. Raphael Warnock, according to one poll, was up by 15 points. So the fact that they didn't overwhelm the race and that we're here in a runoff, I think speaks to the fact that this is not easily decided. Georgia voters are going to have to make some good, tough decisions, but I do think the Republicans, both of them, have very strong cases. You've seen Kelly Loeffler stand up to big tech in the Senate, David Perdue come out for, you know, fundamental immigration reform against surprise medical billing. These are things that matter to voters in Georgia and voters across the country because this is going to be a national race whether we like it or not.
There's a good chance if you didn't already receive a stimulus check via the CARES Act relief package, you may still be eligible for one. In fact, the IRS says there's about 9 million Americans who have yet to claim their $1,200 check, and they've recently extended the deadline to claim missing checks until the 21st of November. To claim your check if you haven't received one, head to IRS.gov. More news always can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.